لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصومه، ومن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters and my fellow mu'mineen, today in the very first Jum'ah in the holy month of Ramadan, I advise myself and feel responsibility to invite all of you to practice the obedience in the month of obedience, in the month of taqwa. شهر الله شهر التقوى شهر المغفرة. In the month that is month of forgiveness and month of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a month when blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being showered upon mu'mineen, a month when doors of heaven are open for the believer and doors of hell are being shut down, a month that evils are being captured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a month which is month of the freedom for the believers. Another great opportunity to again be trained under the guidance of Quran. A month of Quran. Although when somebody asks us that what is month of Ramadan, we will say a month of fasting. A month when all the Muslims around the world they fast. But that is not Quranic definition. Quran has defined holy month Ramadan. Only the month that is being mentioned in the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is month Ramadan. And a night that was considered one of the most important nights, Laylatul Qadr, night of the power, that is also mentioned in Quran. So that means this month is very significant before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has mentioned the name of month in Surah Mubarakah Baqarah, verse number 185. Shahru Ramadan, month of Ramadan. That means this month, it is chosen amongst all months during the year. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would like to define this month? What is this month? So Allah has answered, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Month of Ramadan is a month when Quran was revealed. هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Guidance for the man, and clear guidance and distinction has been sent down during this month. We can say that this month is a month of celebration. Month of celebration of Quran, for the revelation of Quran. Month of celebration for the guidance that we received, because it is month of guidance. There are two types of the guidance that are being mentioned. Hudal linnas, or it's been said that it's guidance for the mankind. And the second, it's been said, وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Once this month opens door for everyone, all the people, invites the people for the guidance. Month of Ramadan really is a great blessing, that it gives message to rest of the communities. It opens the doors of guidance, and who knows that how many people they convert because of holy month of Ramadan. Holy month of Ramadan gives a very strong message to rest of the communities. It's guidance for the people. When this month reaches and it becomes a month that many governments and many responsible people of the other world, they send celebration and messages and congratulations to the Muslims. That means it is a significant month that opens the door for the other people as well. It invites the blessed for the blessing. But there is a guidance that is specific guidance. That guidance is only for the believers. First it's been said, هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ. And then it's been said, وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Clear guidance. For rest of people, it is an initiative. It opens the door of guidance, that they can come and they can clear all types of the doubts. But for the believers, guidance become more clearer during this month. It becomes a bayyana. Quran provides a bayyana for the mu'mineen, that every day by getting close to the holy book of Quran, their confusions will become clearer. They will become more confident. So bayyana is something that provides us confidence, that we do not live in the confusions. We don't live in the errors. We are not living in the doubts, but we live with the confidence. People, those who are believers in Quran, they should not be the people, those who are confused people. They have to be people, those who have bayyana, and we are being provided bayyana. If we really take benefit of Quran during this month and make ourselves inclined with Quran, living with Quran. Today we are in the life of Quran, brothers and sisters. In the life of Quran, what it means that when Quran is being revealed, living in the time when a guidance and a GPS is being given to the mankind, that you can follow the path. And when we are provided those clear guidance, evidences, بَيِّنَاتٌ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, it provided distinction. It provided us furqan. Furqan, that means get out of those confusions. Live with the clear guidance. Follow the path of Quran. You know, when this month becomes month of Allah and month of Quran, then it's been said, من قرأ آية من القرآن في هذا الشهر المبارك. If anybody reads just one verse of Quran during this month, كأن من ختم القرآن في غيره, he's going to be like the people, those who complete whole book of Quran in any other month. Why is that? Because holy month of Ramadan is full of the blessings. Environment of Quran is ready. Month of Ramadan becomes life of Quran. A month of life of Quran. But it should not be only this month that we live with Quran. But we have to live with Quran. Today we are in the life of Quran. In the life of Quran, one needs to be committed to Quran. This is the month we need to carry Quran with ourselves. Make ourselves inclined, make our nature inclined with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may have been disassociated with Quran in other months. And this month comes again to reinforce our relation with Quran, reinstate that love of Quran in our hearts, in our minds. Make this Quran alive. This is not the month to waste time, brothers and sisters. Every minute of this month is a blessing. As Prophet has said, Sa'atuhu afdalu sa'at. Its hours are best of the hours. If somebody wastes this month, that means he has wasted the greatest opportunity during the year. Think about if you waste a night. Think about if you waste a day. This is not time to waste. It is time to take opportunities. Only one ayah, it's been said that it's going to be equal to recitation of whole Quran. One ayah, it can be eye-opening. So sometimes somebody recites without any intention. Somebody just hears one of the verses. But sometimes with a niyyah, with clear intention, with sincere intention. And that is what it's been asked. Look at the hadith of the Prophet, and in sermon he said that Sirullah ta'ala an yuwaffiqakum bitilawati al-Qur'an biniyatin sadiqah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that don't recite just recitation of Qur'an as you recite in any other month. But in this month, which is month of niyyah, month of intention, month of sincerity, as I've said other night, one of the most important significance of fasting is to purify our intention, to inject sincerity. That is the most important aim and mission of holy month Ramadan. It wants to provide us sincerity in our intention. Otherwise, fasting is nothing other than an intention, no more than intention. And we have been asked to refrain from some of the actions, that we can have a willpower, we can be strong in our intentions, that we can stand on our intention, whatever we intend, we can do. So a mu'min becomes stronger in this month. A mu'min takes provision to be strong in intentions, to be sincere in intentions. Whatever he does, it's only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's for the pleasure of Allah. And if somebody recites biniyatin sadiqa, one verse of Quran, it's going to be equal to recitation of whole book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, it is said by Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam. As it is narrated that in the time of Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet was predicting about a time of the trials. And Prophet said, soon there will be many trials, fitnas. And Amirul Mu'mineen, one of the best student of the Prophet, peace be upon him, as he said, Abdum min Abid Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. He was the one who was asking questions many times. In the sermon when Prophet was speaking, at that time Amirul Mu'mineen stands, ask questions, best student. And in this narration also it is said that Amirul Mu'mineen asks Prophet that what is the best way to get rid of all these trials? How we can get out of these fitnas? Can you prescribe, O Prophet of Allah? And Prophet responded, Kitabullah. It's book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you like to get rid of fitnas in today's world, and if you like to be successful in these fitnas, then it's good to get closer to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn Quran. Quran is a gift of the month Ramadan. Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. So, in conclusion, if anybody asks you, what is month of Ramadan? You can say month of Quran. Month of Ramadan is equal to month of Quran. Let us introduce Quran to ourselves and rest of the communities today. Let us open our doors that the people, they can hear the message of Quran. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Rabbana ghafir lana dunubana وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا الله أكبر اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ما هي أثار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاصد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله Dear brothers and sisters, as we are in the holy month of Ramadan, and when you look at the literal meaning of Ramadan, it's been said Ramada, which means to burn something, but to burn without any smoke or ashes. Burn something that is any inner sickness. Ramadan is being named as Ramadan to burn our sins during this month and to achieve the piety. It is a month that somebody is going to put fire on all the sins during this month. It's Shahr Ramadan. It has been said in a hadith not to call this month as Ramadan only, because Ramadan is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not call only Ramadan, but call Shahr Ramadan, month of Ramadan, a month of attributes of Allah, a month when qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being sent down. As I've said that holy month of Ramadan and its significance is Quran. In Quran, one of the verses, it speaks like this. فَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. And Apostle cried out, O my Lord, surely my people have treated this Quran as forsaken thing. In the communities, when Quran is forsaken, that is a tragedy. That is a tragedy where Prophet of Allah is going to cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala Rasul, Prophet is going to complain before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this book that has been sent down as a guidance. Hudal linnas wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal furqan. When clear guidance are being sent down, and if people they refuse to take benefits of holy book of Allah, then it is time for the Prophet that he has to complain before Allah. The complaint is, اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. Mahjura, that means migrate from somewhere. Leave it alone. It's from hijrat. That means nations are going to migrate from Quran. What it means? It means that our land is Quran. Our land and household is house of Quran. Our life should be life of Quran. We should be living with Quran. But if we leave Quran and depart from Quran, that means we are migrated from our homeland. Our homeland is forsaken. We have migrated to another homeland that is not our homeland. Forsaken homeland is homeland of Quran. That is why in the speech our leader has said that let us make our culture based on Quran, or develop a culture of Quran. A Muslim's life has to be based on the culture of Quran. Quran has itself its own culture. We have our own cultures that we develop, and Quran has developed another culture. Let us match our cultures. If that matches with Quran, then accept it. If it does not match with Quran, refuse it. Because our cultures and our life has to be matching with Quran. What it means when we say, let us make culture of Quran. Culture of Quran, that means a society based on Quran. Ideologies based on Quran. Our practices are based on Quran. So that has to become source of our guidance. Nothing else should be source of our guidance today in this world. Because we are living in the era that is era of Quran. We are living in the life of Quran, in the age of Quran. Someone who lives in the age of Quran, if he refuses to accept this as a guidance and source of guidance, that means Quran has become mahjur. Unfortunately, because this Quran has become mahjur, that is why we see all these fitnas in this world today. All those who are hands involved in the fitnas, those who are behind the fitnas, they are the people, those who have forsaken Quran. Think that this Quran, this month has been considered as month of peace. Holy month of Ramadan is being called as a month of peace. This is the month that any war, attack, killing anybody, it becomes forbidden. But at the same time, those who have forsaken Quran, forgotten Quran, they keep attacking on the houses of people. In today's news, it has been said that rebels or terrorists attacked by the mortars on the houses of people in Damascus. So, you know, attacks could be considered on the armed forces, on the people, those who are fighting, but those who are living in the houses peacefully, innocent people. And then you can call them as Muslim militant or Islamic militant. Can you consider them something to do with Islam? In the holy month of Ramadan, on Friday, that is why we should consider those people, and we have to name those people non-Muslim. They have nothing to do with Islam. These terrorists who are so-called Mujahideen, or with different names, how you can call them Mujahideen? Yes, they are Mujahideen for the evils. They are Mujahideen for Taghut. They are slaves of Taghut today. These are the people, those who forsaken Quran. They are using the verses of Quran sometimes, unfortunately. But they have nothing to do with Quran. Because this is the month of peace. And especially in the homeland, that is homeland of the Muslims. The country where people, those who are fasting on Friday, it has been said that many people are being martyred and many others are being wounded. At the same time in Iraq, every single day, they did not stop in the holy month of Ramadan. They did not give any opportunity to people that they can fast during this month. Every single day you will hear the news. And then again today also it has been said that there was a car bomb blast in Iraq outside a mosque, you know, outside the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, killing 10 people and many other they are being wounded. Can you imagine that they can be called as a Muslim? It is a shame for any Muslim community. They are the puppets of evils and they are being hired only to kill the people. Islam is a religion of life that values life. The value of the life, it's been said that if somebody kills one person, that means he has killed whole humanity. That is how Islam cares about the life. According to the survey of United Nations, in only month of May, in Iraq, 1,045 people are being martyred. And 2,400 people are being injured. Can you imagine? Just in 1 month, more than 1,000 people. And more than 2,000 people are being injured and wounded. This is what imperialists, they have made another world, a world of destruction, a world of killing, a world of suicides. This is the gift that imperialists have given today to the other communities, to destabilize their systems and keep their countries safe haven. Dear and sisters, in Egypt, as I had said in last week as well, today Egypt have come, unfortunately, a battle zone, a country which is divided. Although this country was united, but unfortunately, because of not having strong leadership and not following the principles of revolution, the elements of revolution, this country is divided. Today there are rallies from both sides, anti and pro. So I don't like to name anti and pro of the previous government. Those who had taken the power in their hands and they could not establish a government based on Islamic values. They could not give a role model. I was reading the comments of many politicians that Morsi government had a chance 1 year that if they could establish their government based on the values that are Islamic values and they could also follow the model of Islamic Republic, model was there, they would have only take that model and apply that in their country. But what they did, they tried to make another model. Another model that is sectarian model. And that is why this government has failed. And today, community is suffering. A whole community suffers when there is not a right leadership. Brothers and sisters, that was right leadership that when it began to Islamic Republic of Iran, at that time, of course, the leader had taken steps, taking many of the commanders, those who were puppets of imperialists, taking them to the prisons, punishing them. But today, because that has not happened, you can see that those commanders are taking advantage. Because there is not right leadership established, that we can see that everybody is leader now. When there is no one leader, then there are many leaders. And when there are many leaders, at that time everybody is going to take the community to the one side or the side. But the wish of Egyptian community, the Muslim community, one of the strongest community, it was to establish Islamic Republic. And I was reading in the commentary of a BBC reporter when he goes today in the part where Muslims are holding rallies or they are protesting, they were having sit-on from many days. He says that when I go over there, I thought that this is Islamic Republic. So you see, that is what they wanted. This was their wish, which have not become true. If Egyptian leader would have followed the same values, Muslim would have voted for the Islamic Republic and having a country and government based on Islam. We hope and pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide this opportunity to the leaders of that community, that they can base the country on the basis of Islam and Quran. We pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide unity to all the Muslims in this holy month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish all those people and all those hands who are creating destruction in the Muslim countries. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send peace and blessing upon all the Muslims of the world. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah provide us all best of the opportunities during this month. May Allah provide best opportunities to our youth to take benefits of this holy month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us chance that we can see a holy month of Ramadan with Imam of the Age, that we can practice our Quran and du'as with Imam of the Age, that we can establish Islam in the universe with Imam of the Age. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.